The following broadcast come to you from Holy Trinity Lutheran Church of New Prague, Minnesota, from the services of Sunday, May 20th, 2018, and is sponsored by Jerry and Shirley Provatsky. Thank you for your sponsorship.
Good morning. Welcome to Holy Trinity Lutheran Church on this beautiful morning. It is good to be gathered together in worship today. A special welcome to guests and visitors who are here today. It's great to have you here. Also a special welcome to those tuning in on KCHK Radio and local BevCom TV. It's good to be gathered in worship wherever we are. Today is Pentecost Sunday. Pentecost tells the story of 50 days after Easter, as the early church was waiting for direction. God, where do you want us to go? What do you want us to do? And the Holy Spirit showed up and gave them a good surprise. And today we're going to hear about that story. And we're going to hear about that story from a new voice. Well, not a new voice. An important voice today as we celebrate Senior Sunday today. So the senior class of New Prague High School is helping us lead worship today and even preaching. Joe Taylor is preaching and telling us about the Holy Spirit today. So what a gift for each of us this morning. Well, without further ado, I invite you to stand as we join together in our opening hymn. Mighty God, you breathe life into our bones, and your Spirit brings truth to the world. Send us this Spirit, transform us by your truth, and give us language to proclaim your gospel. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated as we hear our special music this morning from Senior Abby Nielsen.
Thank you. The first reading is from Romans, 8th chapter. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Here ends the reading.
At this point, I'd like to invite any children who are here to come on up and to help me with the children's message. Right there, actually. Right with them over here. Can you go sit with them over there? Perfectly. Okay, everybody. Today we have a special day. Hey, Joe, how about if you come on right down here? Okay, I want to see you. Okay. Okay. Was it Joe's birthday yesterday? Oh. Oh. You had a cake. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. That's a wonderful day. A celebration day. Oh, and the toys are over there. You brought them. Good for you. Well, do you know yesterday's celebration? Because it was your birthday. Today's a celebration in the church. You know why? Why? It's your birthday. Perfect. Well, happy birthday. Anyone else's birthday out here? Yeah? Is it your birthday?
No.
Your baby brother's is yesterday. And we had a party at the bowling alley. Oh. And the 30th, oh, it feels like it's a birthday kind of day, doesn't it? Yeah, and it's so fitting, says the liturgical kind of nerd here, that it's the birthday of the church. Oh, how fun is that? Oh, and look at your shoes. I might not get a word in edgewise this morning. This is great. Well, I gotta tell you today. Today we actually do celebrate a birthday. This is the birthday of the church, which was 2,000 so years ago, the birthday of the church, and this is called Pentecost. Can you say Pentecost?
Pentecost.
Let's try one more time. Pentecost.
Pentecost.
Okay, and so what happened on that day, and we can picture it here, as we're gathered here in the front, Jesus' apostles at that time were sitting around wondering, what are we going to do? Oh, thank you for your shoe. Yep, here you go, you can have it back. They were wondering, what are we going to do? Because Jesus had died and he rose from the grave, but he was no longer with them. And they're wondering, what are we going to do without Jesus around here? And so they were twiddling their thumbs. Let's twiddle our thumbs. Twiddle our thumbs. And then all of a sudden, the rush of a big wind came upon them. What's that? How did I make it? I got a microphone. Yeah, that's how that works. Like a big wind came, and it filled the place, and people could speak in languages to talk about the gospel. How many of you speak other languages? Anybody speak other languages?
Not me.
Yeah?
See.
See? Hey, nice. Yeah? Do you speak other languages? Hola. Nice. All right.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos. Not quite yet, but we'll be saying goodbye in just a couple minutes. Well, today I want to talk about some other languages that sometimes we think of languages just like Spanish or German or French, but today we've got some other languages that people speak. And I want to show you some languages that I want to lift up today. We've got the languages of our seniors over here. Do you see them all over here? Yeah. So they all speak different languages, and I'm going to tell you what I mean by that. So here on the end is Abby. Can we all wave to Abby and say hi, Abby? She speaks the language of music. Did you hear her playing flute? Yeah, wasn't that beautiful? Yeah, she can speak that language. And over here is Liam. Can we say hi, Liam?
Hi, Liam.
Liam speaks the language of computers. He's also a good runner, too, but he's thinking of focusing on computers. And over here is Joe. Can we say hi, Joe?
Hi, Joe.
Joe likes to fly in the sky. Can you believe that? He can fly an airplane. How cool is that? Yeah, that is good. Yeah. Okay. And then we have Katie. Everyone say hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
And Katie likes to play hockey. She's an athlete. She speaks the language of athletics.
Oh, same.
You too?
I like hockey.
You like hockey too? Maybe you can talk about that.
We're not playing hockey.
Two shoes. Oh, look at that. Okay, what were you going to say? Speaking of hockey.
Yes, I know how to ice skate.
You know how to ice skate. Oh, this is a language you all like to speak. All right. And over here is Mackenzie. Can you say hi, Mackenzie? She speaks the language of education and also tennis, and I like that language too. So each of these seniors has their own gifts, but also their own languages they can speak. And why does that matter? Well, here's why that matters. It matters because God's love isn't just to be shared in the language of church. God's love is to be shared through the languages of the other places we are in our lives, through the languages of music, through the languages of education, through the languages of athletics, through the languages of aviation and computer science. God's love can be communicated in all these different ways. Those are some pretty cool languages, and I think we're wrapping up our children's sermon, aren't we? So how about if we fold our hands? You've got your toys over there waiting, don't you? Okay, let's fold our hands and let's repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for giving us our own languages to share your love. Help us to see our own languages as opportunities to share your word. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Everybody said amen. All right, you can go back to your seats. Thank you for the help. Adios, amigos.
Good morning, everybody. Obviously, I am not Pastor Ben or Pastor Alicia or even ordained for that matter. However, I would like to thank Pastor Ben and Pastor Alicia for giving me the opportunity to speak this morning. Last Wednesday, Pastor Ben and I met for breakfast. I learned preaching 101, and Pastor Ben learned that Lau's Bakery only sells donuts. In a typical high school student manner, I waited until Friday night to begin writing down my message for this morning. However, today's message is not about what's typical, but rather the random surprises and curveballs that are thrown into our lives. If we dig into the context for today's reading from Acts 2, we find that the apostles were sent out by Jesus to serve as his witnesses. Before his ascension, Jesus orders the apostles not to leave Jerusalem, and in Acts chapter 1, he says, "You will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." However, when the apostles further question them, he says, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive the power of the Holy Spirit when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." With no instructions or plan to accomplish this assignment of spreading the good news, the apostles buried themselves by filling the vacant 12th apostleship left in the wake of Judas' death. And instead of preparing for the main task, the apostles focused on ensuring that there were 11 members of the group and filling that 12th position. Think of how this relates to so many lives, especially the lives of today's teenagers, our young families, and the workforce. Rather than pursuing our dreams, spending time with loved ones, or trying something new, we become locked into a routine doing the same activities day after day after day. I know myself and many of my classmates, we wake up, go to school for 8 hours, then report to our extracurricular activities or our jobs before returning home exhausted, but with homework, chores, and other activities to complete, the daily grind continues. While we toil away, our thoughts often linger to the weekend. However, even our weekends can be riddled with required events, projects, and other tasks waiting on our to-do list. We are forced to fit our dreams and time with friends and family into the small holes that remain after we fill our calendars. Simply put, it is rare to find a few moments to do whatever we want to do. These breaks in our schedules are often the results of curveballs thrown into our lives. Curveballs can come in the form of illness or injury that prevents us from going to work or school, or they can be much more pleasant, such as snow days or surprise birthday parties. 5 years ago, I experienced one of the biggest curveballs in my life when I moved to New Prague. Coming from a graduating class size of 55 kids, I was quite shocked to find 320 eighth graders in the lunchroom on my first day of middle school at New Prague. Needless to say, the first few months were a little bit rough. However, as I stand ready to graduate from New Prague High School, I could not be more glad to have experienced a transition to a bigger school with more academic and extracurricular opportunities. Moving to New Prague has also placed me closer to more resources to feed my passion for aviation. My young flying career would not have the strong sense of direction, nor be as successful had I not moved closer to the metro area. Whether through tragedy and difficult periods in our lives, or joyful surprises, time will pass and reveal the wondrous works of the Holy Spirit. In Acts chapter 2, we are reminded of how it's human nature to busy ourselves with work and live a narrow-minded life. Then, when something or someone does something extraordinary or unexpected, we are astonished. When the apostles started speaking in different languages, the people exclaimed, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans?" But what does this mean about God and the Holy Spirit? In my mind, this shows us the incredible impact that humans can have on one another when we allow the Holy Spirit to work through us. The text stresses that the power of the Holy Spirit works through us. Acts chapter 2 does not say the apostles learned other tongues. It says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues. It is because of the grace and power of God and the Holy Spirit that the disciples were able to speak in foreign languages. Today, it can be hard to envision the Holy Spirit working through us, especially after we hear about great works such as flames of fire appearing and the apostles speaking in new tongues. However, I think we can open the proverbial door for the Holy Spirit if we take time to put others ahead of ourselves and appreciate the curveballs thrown into our lives. In the fall, many of my classmates and I will face our biggest curveball yet, going to college. I'm sure we will do our best to prepare for it, but in the end, we too are likely to end up amazed and astonished at all the new adventures waiting in store for us. Thank you.
I've tasted and seen.
Gracious God, Holy Spirit, we thank you for this day in which we can catch glimpses of your Spirit working in and through each of these seniors, in and through each of us, as we seek to be your faithful people in our time and place. Lord, give us the language to speak to your presence, to speak to your love in our own capacities, roles, and contexts in our lives. God, as we gather in this community of faith today, we give a special thanks for each of the teachers, for each of the school district employees, for all the staff members that have made this year a great school year. We also thank you for each of the school teachers here at Sunshine Preschool this past year. And we also thank you for all our Sunday school teachers and our crew time leaders and for everybody who seeks to pass on your word to the next generation. Help us all to continue to be your hands and feet in this world. So Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.